Welcome to the Experience Darden podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. On this episode of the podcast, I'm excited to share a recent conversation I recorded with two old friends of the podcast, Jeff McNish, the Assistant Dean for the Career Center here at the Darden School of Business, and Casey Floyd, Director for Employer Engagement and Recruiting, also here at Darden. Recently caught up with Jeff and Casey to talk a little bit more about how this fall has gone, what recruiting has looked like in the midst of the pandemic, and so much more. If you're curious at all about career, learning a little bit more about the support here at the Darden School, I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. So without further ado, here's my interview with Jeff McNish and Casey Floyd. Jeff, Casey, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Brett.
Well, it's great to have you both here. You're old friends of the podcast. You've been on before, so glad to have you back. How are you doing? Casey, I want to check in with you first. How are things?
They're great, actually. Given, you know, pandemic, COVID, virtual, everything going on, can't complain. Work is fantastic. The students seem to be thriving at Darden, and recruiting is rocking and rolling. So, and we're in the holiday season, so can't complain.
Now, one of my favorite questions to ask here on the podcast over at least the past few months is, have you picked up any pandemic hobbies?
That's a great question. And I would say probably I'm one of those people that have enjoyed really working from home, thinking that, you know, the extrovert I am, I have found my inner introvert and have found a lot of time to actually build our farm. So we've been building that dream for a while. And so it's given some time to transition in the evening straight to being outside and building fences and bought a tractor. And so anyway, living a dream outside of Darden and work.
I can tell you, we have not had a guest yet talk about building fences or buying a tractor in the midst of all of this. So this is truly a historic podcast. Jeff, how are you and your family doing?
Pretty good. We have not bought a tractor, but one, I guess, pandemic hobby that I've acquired related to what Casey's done is I'm trying to keep up with my neighbor on our yard. He's got a pretty green grass front yard, backyard, spends a lot of time on it. And so, he's made us look pretty bad. So I'm doing my best to keep up with him and working outside a lot. That was one of the things that our family really enjoyed. The bright spot of the pandemic is we got to spend more time at home and spending more time outside. And so got back into some running. All the kids got bicycles. So we spent a lot of time outside. And even though the weather's turned colder, you know, as you all know, the weather here in, I guess, central Virginia stays pretty moderate. So we're looking forward to being outside, even though it's a little colder.
Yeah. Well, if you're used to Michigan, I mean, come on.
That's true. That's true. This is balmy weather compared to what's happening up there.
Beautiful spring day, I think, might as well be. Well, Jeff, I'm glad to hear that. It sounds like a little friendly neighborly competition, yard to yard, so to speak. So thank you both for taking time to come on the podcast. Thought this would be a good chance to kind of check in, see how the semester has gone. I know it's been a busy one for you on the recruiting front. But before we get into that, I just want to give our listeners an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better before we plunge into the real meat of the conversation. So Casey, coming back to you for this first question, who are you and what's your role here at the Darden School?
Yes. So I am a member of our Career Center, and I've been a member of our Career Center for about 4 years, although I've been at Darden for almost 9. Very excited to lead our employer engagement team and have an opportunity to work every year and every day with about 120 companies that engage with us here at Darden with a team of excited individuals. And I also have an opportunity to work with Jeff and our colleagues on the coaching side to coach as well, kind of some general coaching with our students, which is also very rewarding to work with them to see them on their career journey and land and be successful. and getting that job. And I'm also very fortunate to be a graduate of the Darden program, the executive MBA from 2017. So I love what I do. I love giving back to Darden, and it's also a pleasure to be an alum of the program as well.
Yeah, when I think when I first met you, you were a global executive MBA format student in the class of 2017. So, you know, my how time flies, but also at the same time, I mean, great to hear all the ways that you're working with Darden students. Jeff, I feel like people know who you are, but just, you know, to touch base again, current role, you know, what sure. brought you to Darden as well?
Sure. Good question. I echo a lot of the things that Casey said, but I am not a Darden alum. Maybe there's some way in the future that might happen, but very similar to Casey. Love my job, love what I do, love watching students achieve their career goals. And I've been fortunate now to be able to do this for 4 years. I think I celebrated my 4-year anniversary at Darden a couple weeks ago. So on year number 5. And serving this great enterprise and really, really excited about it. I may have mentioned in the past, Brett, that one of the things that attracted me to Darden was to work with great people like you and Casey and the rest of the folks at the business school. I've had a chance to work at a couple other business schools in my time in higher education, and by far Darden, the University of Virginia, is at the top. The talent that we have, the talent that we see in our students, the strong connections that we have with employers just make this job and the opportunity to serve really, really top notch.
Well, it's great having you both on here. And as I mentioned, we've been getting a lot of questions from prospective students about how this fall has gone, how things, you know, have played out for our students in light of the pandemic. But before we talk about that, I want to talk about the general approach to career support here at Darden. So Jeff, I'm going to come to you with this question. When you think about this from a philosophical standpoint, how do you and the career team think about supporting students here?
Two things come to mind right off the top. First is we really want to inspire a Darden MBA or a Darden student to pursue their passion, to pursue why they want the degree. So if you are pursuing a Darden degree for a particular purpose, a particular career path, we hope that we can partner with you to help you achieve that goal right off the bat. The second thing is once we've figured out what that goal is, our hope is that we have experiences with you, learning opportunities where we can teach you to excel in the job search process, because many people are going to have multiple careers over their lifetimes, and knowing how to do it and how to do it well, especially with a Darden credential, I think is key. So right off the bat, we want you to pursue your passion. Once we know what your passion is or what you'd like to do, then the next goal is to train you, teach you to do the job search well, and in hopes of helping you achieve either an internship goal or a post-degree goal that takes you or takes a student down the path of long-term career success.
Casey, when you think about that overarching framework and philosophy, what does that look like when you engage with students? You know, how does that filter down to the career coach level when you're engaging with students one-on-one?
Yeah, great question. You know, I think, you know, taking what Jeff was saying and putting into action is we want to really create a customized individual approach with each student. You know, everyone's career journey and career aspirations are different, and they should be different, right? Because they should be personal to who you are and where you want to go. And so one of our goals in the Career Center from a coach and or engaging with even our employers is we want to make sure you reach that success. And so that approach, that conversation, that learning that you have and getting career tools is different for everyone. And so whether we're starting from scratch in the beginning, or you're that student that comes in knowing exactly what you want to do and have experience, networking and all of that, we want to meet you where you are and provide that experience and satisfaction.
Well, it's great to hear the sort of individual approach. I think it fits really well with what Darden is all about. You think about it as a student-centered learning experience. We hear that all the time from the faculty. You think about case method and experiential learning. One of the things I've been struck by is Darden has had some really incredible career results over the past few years. Casey, I know you work closely with employers and you're talking with them about hiring Darden students and you're hearing their feedback. When you think about these results that the team has achieved and Darden graduates have achieved, what do you think is the explanation? What has led to these outcomes?
That is a great question. I do say, there's a testament to the type of student that Darden attracts and who we bring in the door. We're bringing top talent, very intelligent, thoughtful, humble students that are really willing to put in the work, work within teams and, be challenged and want to challenge, lifelong learners, I would say. And so just starting with that, canvas and working with them to work and target employers, is makes it easier. So employers know, having a long relationship with Darden that they can come and get that level of talent. And so it's continuing to foster that relationship, meet employers where they are, obviously changing landscapes and ways of recruiting and helping them reach that talent brand themselves is all very important. And I would also say, I have to give a shout out to our alumni network. It's super important. So many alums are out there in these organizations and in their careers themselves, and they want to come back and recruit more Darden talent because they know the value in the organizations that they provide. And so all of that combined, great talents coming in, great learners, getting that MBA, and then exceptional relationships that we've built with our employers and our alumni really help build those outcomes.
One of the things you said on your earlier podcast interview is that recruiting is a team sport. And I think that really comes through. And, as you talk about these different groups that impact outcomes for our graduates, Jeff, anything that stands out to you when you think about the recent success that Darden graduates have had when it comes to employment, anything that you'd want to highlight for our listeners?
So again, echo what Casey said about the great talent that our admissions team brings in and the work that the students do as they progress through the degree. I'll give a shout out or a plug for the incredibly talented team that Casey and I get to work with on the career coaching side. Casey and I have worked hard to really develop a coaching model where the coaches are organized by industry or sector. And that provides them a chance to get really close to the trends and issues in each of the sectors, whether it's healthcare, real estate, consumer packaged goods, or the traditional sectors like investment banking or consulting. And so we've assembled a team, and Casey's helped select folks for this team who are really passionate about the traditional MBA career paths. And we've worked hard to deliver programming and experiences that students who pick a path in those can do very well and can be very prepared for the recruiting process, which then leads to great success too. So great students, great staff leads to great outcomes, I think.
I appreciate the point about the career team. They've been such great partners to us from an admission standpoint, doing prospective student events and obviously engaging with our admitted students. I think about all the resources that have been made available to students who are coming into the program, CDY finding, for example, all the check-in meetings that happen as a result of that. And the thing that stands out to me just talking with folks on the career team is the more you can spend, more time you can spend sort of engaging with what you'd like to do, and the more you can understand why you're taking this step and what you'd like to get out of it from an educational standpoint, a professional standpoint, more focused you could be early on, it does have its advantages. And I think of CDY as something that can be really helpful with that. So let's talk about what's going on right now. I know I've kind of teased it a couple of times. Let's get into it. And Casey, I think you even referred to it a little bit in passing. This fall has been a fall like unlike any other in many ways. Employers adapting, the career team adapting. What did this fall look like from a student standpoint, from a career staff standpoint?
Well, as you can imagine, it was all virtual. yes, it was definitely, you know, kind of going back to a team sport, you know, idea. I think the transition that Darden, our employers, and everyone took, even our students, it was definitely a team sport, team effort, lots of patience, and just understanding. And so we were all in this together. So we worked, to transition all of our recruiting activities, events, interviews, you name it, to a virtual, platform, various platforms, mainly Zoom for the most case. But I would say one of the great things that that my team would say, we've kind of become IT tech people in a way, which is kind of funny. Like, how have we gotten used to Zoom, and how do you troubleshoot virtually, and how do you manage an event where you're not necessarily there in person? It's kind of like in this space that you can't see. But it's been great. You know, our employers have tried to maintain as much consistency as possible, especially when we think about recruiting events and engagements and networking. You know, as I look at the calendar year over year, you know, we've seen a lot of the same things, company briefings, you know, interviews and schedules, as we would say, on grounds, on camera with Darden. But, you know, it's looked similar, but it's been different. And so it's just getting everyone used to how to build a relationship and rapport and getting to know each other over the camera versus in person, shaking hands and having those conversations. So definitely pivoted this year, definitely looked a lot different, but at the same time, somewhat similar in the activities that were conducted. Our employers love coming to Charlottesville. Our alums love coming back to the area. So of course we heard a lot of that, wishing they were here, wishing they were walking the halls of Darden. At the same time, we've gotten a lot of feedback from our employers that they really felt they were able to still build connections through the events that they did. You know, it was fun working with some of them, you know, that have done specific events year after year. And I'll give a call out to, you know, a pig roast. You know, we have a company that does a pig roast every year. And so it was kind of a rock in the boat, you would say, to not be able to do this pig roast. And it was great working with them to find a local barbecue shop that would roast the pig and put together meals. You know, my partner in crime, Ed Yu, on the coaching team, you know, met the company in Charlottesville. Darden students came and picked up their meals, went back to their homes, jumped on Zoom and had a networking event over, you know, a pig roast, a barbecue, and played trivia. So, you know, it's just been very rewarding to see how our employers have pulled together, you know, how our students have adjusted to, you know, this life on camera, but yet tried to mirror as many experiences as possible through this recruiting season and building those relationships to get to the interview and get to that internship or that full-time role.
Well, yeah, Jeff, I'm sure you have some thoughts on this too.
And Casey, wasn't there even a chocolate tasting experience too? So I wanted to balance the conversation out with pork and chocolate.
Absolutely. I would say I've heard a number of things. I actually participated in the chocolate tasting. So one of our employers sent a sampling of all the chocolates they provide and had their brand managers on each product talk about how they came to fruition on that brand, how they've changed it, especially for the holiday season. And then we all tasted and tried some new inventions that they've worked on, which has been great, right? To get to know a company in a different way. And then I know companies have sent, you know, wine flights and, you know, so you can still do your wine tasting. And so yes, it's been very creative, inventive, but yet at the same time, trying to be as intimate as possible and getting to know people. So yes, all kinds of stuff.
Has parallels for what's been going on with our student organizations, people continuing to be creative, finding ways to be together and to create a personal experience, a connected experience, even in this particular moment. Jeff, I imagine when you talk with students, this is an adjustment for them to try to make these kind of personal connections in a more virtual setting. They're probably used to networking in person, maybe a phone call, that sort of thing. But the reality is, you know, they're going to be doing this via Zoom on a computer. How do you help students get prepared for this kind of interaction, or how do you help them recontextualize it and understand what it means to make a connection in this kind of setting?
Great question. And I don't know if we've figured it out completely. Darden was fortunate that I don't think at all during the fall, we shut down completely. We were able to gather in small groups. So I think students got a taste of how to do networking in person by just being able to be in small groups, both in and out of the classroom. Virtual has been tough. I mean, it's a different type of relationship, different type of experience. But it's been okay. I don't want to make it sound like it's bad. And I also think it's kind of here to stay. I think a lot of companies will invest in the right things when they need to bring people together. But if they can be just as effective or productive remote, I don't think there's a professional out there today that doesn't know how to conduct business over Zoom. I also, one of the fun things about Zoom is when you're networking over Zoom, the person on the other end gets to kind of come into your world. They see maybe the Christmas tree in the background or the photograph over your shoulder. And that really breaks the ice when it comes to having a conversation. So while I think all of us as humans desire to be connected, you know, face to face or in person, there's been some positive things on networking online. And I think we've heard employers talk about the Zoom networking or the virtual networking has allowed them to get a little closer to a student, spend a little more time than maybe if it had been in person. And so I'm real excited to see what the future holds as we maybe get closer to normal. What's the balance between in person and virtual? And, you know, we did all our coaching, frankly, over Zoom or virtually. And I think that was a good warm up for all the students as we went through the fall to get ready for recruiting.
And our applicants now will have the experience of doing Zoom interviews. And we've been providing some suggestions on different webinars as to how you get ready for those. Get yourself a nice setting, good lighting. You have to bring a little bit more energy to these kind of interactions because, you know, when you're in person, you can kind of feed off that person a little bit more. There's sort of an ambient energy that's just kind of there. But when you're online, you got to work a little bit more, project a little bit more. So I think as people have more of these interactions, it'll probably become second nature for folks. So thanks for all of those insights about, you know, how this fall went. I'm wondering if there are any other big takeaways. It sounds like companies were adapting. They were being creative as to how to engage with students. Overall, would you say this fall was a success? Casey, I see you nodding. Can I cold call you for this one?
Sure. You know, looking back to everything that's taken place and transpired, I would say it is a success. You know, it's hard to believe we're in December and we're looking at January interviews already. I mean, it's gone by so fast. But I think that's a testament of the flexibility and the willing to, you know, make the change and make it happen. Seeing students get on interview schedules and, you know, preparing for interviews, like, yeah, I definitely think it's been successful. You know, back to, you know, some of the things we also saw this fall was just the level of engagement from employers, even from senior level, you know, so, you know, the ability for, you know, managing partners, you know, partners, executives to get on a plane and come to Charlottesville for recruiting, it's not always feasible. So our students have also been able to really network and get to know senior leaders in organizations because of the flexibility of Zoom and meeting people where they are because they don't have to travel. So that level of engagement has, I think, increased and provided a really great experience for students. And I look forward to hearing from them as they start getting offers here in the next month and a half.
We were even hearing that here on the podcast from students when they reflected on their summer internship, that they had a lot of access to pretty senior people because folks were not out of the office in the way that they may, you know, have otherwise been in a non-pandemic world. And so all of a sudden they were talking with the managing partners and the senior leaders within their group on a more regular basis, which was great to hear. I think it made for a really interesting summer in many ways. It's a different summer, but some benefits too. Jeff, any other takeaways for you when you reflect on the fall, you know, how things have gone so far?
I just think it's important for any prospective student or even current student to keep up the energy with being agile and adaptive. You've had to pivot quickly. We all had to pivot quickly. We're doing things in new ways, and I think testing those muscles and is really key to future long-term executive level type success.
Does feel like adaptation is the word of the year, probably. Yep. Pivot. Maybe it might. We'll have to wait for Merriam-Webster to come out and tell us what's the word of the year. But it feels like pivot is certainly applicable. So we have many listeners to the podcast who are preparing to start an MBA program, you know, focused on Darden, hopefully. You know, planning for the year ahead. Any advice you would share for them? Jeff, you sort of got us warmed up here with the be agile and adaptive, but I'm coming to you at least to start things off here, Jeff. Any piece of advice you would encourage incoming MBA students to think about as they get ready for the career process?
Well, I'll throw a big hairy idea out and let Casey follow up with maybe the traditional or conventional wisdom. But, you know, we've heard, I don't know if I've seen yet, but we've heard this pandemic, this situation has created new jobs and new industries. And I'd encourage any incoming student to think about how passionate they might be to jump into something new. You know, Zoom a year ago was, I mean, no one said, let's have a Zoom meeting. And just think in the matter of 8 months, it's Zoom is probably one of the most spoken words in business today. So think about, I challenge a student to think about what's new and different, and do you want to be part of the pioneer in that space, leveraging your Darden MBA as you go through? Because certainly the traditional industries are there, but with any sort of global situation, this has really changed some things. And can we be a partner with you to figure out what's new and exciting? And do you want to be part of a changing business environment given what we've gone through over the last, say, 9 months or so?
So get out there, do your research, see what the trends are, see where there's some perhaps emerging opportunities. And I think that's really good advice. I will take big hairy advice here on the podcast. So Casey, any suggestions for our listeners who are, you know, getting ready to start thinking about starting an MBA in the fall as they make their career plans?
Yeah, I won't try to be boring with the non-exciting ideas. But, you know, to Jeff's point, I think it's, you know, taking some time to do self-reflection. I mean, we talk about that, you know, as you join Darden and start your CDY and we start working with you on a career. I think it's always important, regardless if you're thinking of an MBA or not, is to really do some self-reflection. You know, what are you trying to do? What do you love to do? What are your passions? And kind of map out what that journey is. I think it's great to do some research and see who those mentors are, or those people out in the world, and how did they get there? What did they do? And, you know, start thinking about that. And if the MBA is part of that journey, awesome. I think that prepares you better to come in with an idea of what you want to do. So if you do some of that pre-work, it won't be so crazy and overwhelming once you get admitted and kind of start that journey. So that's my biggest recommendation for someone, is just to kind of get an understanding of what are people doing out there in the world? What has changed, to Jeff's point? And how do you want to have impact that is meaningful to you in your life? And then stick to that, right? You know, they talk about FOMO being real. FOMO is real. And it happens to take place too in business school. And so one of the things we always say is stay true to yourself. So find that guiding path that you want to do and stick to it and get an MBA and follow your dreams.
I appreciate that advice. Resonates with probably one of the more common pieces of advice that we hear on the podcast, run your own race. So be self-directed when it comes to what you want to do. It's hard. Business school, there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of different people going in a lot of different directions. But if you can remember why you're here and why you decided to do this and what you want to do and what's meaningful to you. We're big fans, as you might imagine, on the admissions committee of self-reflection and introspection. So hopefully you've begun this process as you work on your application. So by the time you're matriculating, you're really in touch with you. That's ideal. So,
Brett didn't pay me to say that.
So one last question here for the two of y'all. Thank you again for being on the podcast and for carving out some time. I wonder, what's your favorite thing about your job? You know, what makes a great day for you when you think about the work that you do with students? Casey, when you think about that question, what comes to mind?
Yeah, Jeff's heard me say this in his office a couple times. Some of the best days, and I would say best days happen more frequently in this job than I've ever had, is when a student walks in and they thank you for your help, or they walk out and say, wow, that really makes sense. That really, you know, that really helps. I've got some work to do. Or they walk in and they're like, I have these offers, or I landed that job. Like, it's constantly rewarding in what we do, because, you know, we're so passionate about, you know, giving that person the opportunity, helping them grow. And when they are actually able to put that into action and make it happen, we feel part of that success with them. So it's kind of that mutual journey that we play. And, you know, I can't say I'm not in my office right now, but I kind of wish I had them, you know, the thank you notes from students, or, you know, the tag on LinkedIn of like, hey, I got this job and thanks to get, you know, like, those are just small things, but they're so meaningful. And at the end of the day, you're like, wow, that felt really good. And you wake up the next day to do it again. So I would say that's what I love about this job. It's a constant thanks, but it's also very challenging, because we want to make sure we're getting those thanks and helping those students along the way. So,
absolutely. Jeff, when you think about like a really great day or what you love about your job, what comes to mind?
So what comes to mind first is what Casey just said. But I'll go to my maybe second, and I'm kind of embarrassed by saying it's second. But really, student success is always going to be number one in my heart. A very close second is having the ability to work for a business school, for a dean like Dean Beardsley, and our enterprise leadership team, that really encourages us to be innovative and really take the student experience to the next level. Your listeners have heard all about the excellent education experience that takes place in the classroom. The MBA experience that Darden has is truly remarkable under the leadership of Dean Beardsley and his team, to really challenge us to do the things that will allow our stakeholders to be successful, whether those stakeholders are alumni or the recruiters that come on grounds or our students. And it's really fun and it's really inspiring to be around that type of leadership and to have that energy in the work that we do.
Indeed. Well, thank you both for being here. It's great to have you both back on the podcast. As you might imagine, a number of our prospective students have been asking, well, how's recruiting going? What's it like right now? Is it all virtual? What does that look like? And so this felt like a podcast that had to happen before we wrap things up here for 2020. We have been kind of taking stock of the year and reflecting on what's been happening. Interviewed Tom and Yael about the academic experience and how things are going in the classroom. We talked to Zakiya Pierre about life outside the classroom. And this completes the so-called Business School Trinity, the career piece as well. So thank you both for being here. And I so enjoy catching up with you. I hope you and your families have a very happy holiday and stay safe.
Thank you. Thanks, Brett. Always a pleasure.
And that was my interview with two members of our career development team here at the Darden School of Business, Jeff McNish, the assistant dean for the Career Center, and Casey Floyd, the director for employer engagement and recruiting. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears and can be reached at Darden, that's D-A-R-D-E-N, at virginia.edu. Until next time, stay safe, be well, and happy holidays.